Slide 7. Building on to the challenges already described, the table from Clinical Decision Support Systems, State of the Art, summarizes three clinical decision support intents and matches each to a user's intention along with a key issue. The first CDS intent is an automatic intervention, a reminder of actions a user intends to do but should not have to remember. As one would expect, timing is a key issue. Next in CDS intent is an on-demand intervention, one that provides information when a user is unsure of what to do or a request for consultation. In this instance, it is speed and ease of access that the user is looking for. As the report states, users may recognize the need for information but may be willing to access it only if they can do so efficiently. If access is too difficult or time-consuming, potential users may choose not to use the CDS. The third intervention's intent, to correct users' errors and/or recommend that a user change plans, could be either an automatic or on-demand intervention. For an automatic intervention, the key issues are timing, autonomy, and user control over the response. For an on-demand intervention, they are speed, ease of access, autonomy, and user control over the response. For this CDS intent, users balance the change planned with the desire for autonomy and with other demands, such as improving patient safety or decreasing practice costs. Another key issue related to autonomy that was previously discussed is the amount of control users have over how they respond to the CDS. The report, Clinical Decision Support Systems, State of the Art, goes on to explain, while some of these issues have been addressed by research, there are no universally accepted guidelines regarding them, in part because clinicians often differ in their preferences. In addition, there are varying clinical approaches that are justified, which makes designing effective CDS a challenge. How these issues are addressed will influence the ultimate impact and effectiveness of CDS.